This is the second dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Bohm in Ojai, California, 1980.
I hope you had a good rest. In our dialogue between yourself and myself, we were saying time is conflict.
Yes, well, yeah, psychological time. Yeah.
Time is the enemy of man. And that enemy has existed from the beginning of time, beginning of man. And we said, why has man from the beginning taken a wrong turn, a wrong path, in quotes? And if so, is it possible to turn man in another direction in which he can live without conflict? Because as we said yesterday, the outer movement is also the inner, same inner movement.
Yes.
It's no inner and outer. It's the same movement carried on inwardly. And if we were concerned deeply and passionately to turn man in another direction, so that he doesn't live in time, but has a knowledge of the outer things,
yes,
and the religions have failed. The politicians, the educators, they've all been never concerned about this. Would you agree to that?
Yes, I think the religions have tried to discuss, you know, the eternal values beyond time, but they don't seem to have succeeded.
No, that's what I want to get
at. Or even sometimes
to them, it was an idea. An ideal, a thing, a principle, a value, but not an actuality.
Yes, well, some of them claim that to some of them it may have been an actuality, but I mean.
But you see, most of the religious people have their anchor in a belief.
Yes. Well,
they're anchored in a principle, in an image, in knowledge, in Jesus or in something or other.
Yes, but I mean, if you were to consider all the religions, say the various forms of Buddhism, they do try to say this very thing which you are saying in some way.
To some extent, but what I'm trying to get at is, why has man never confronted this problem?
Mm-hmm.
Why haven't we said, let's end conflict? Or rather, we have been encouraged. Because through conflict, we think there's progress.
Yes, to overcome opposition.
Yes, yes, yes.
It can be a certain source of stimulus to try to overcome opposition.
Yes. And if you and I saw the truth of this, not in abstraction, but actually,